for holding the line. I really appreciate your time and patience. Sam, can you please confirm with me, do you have account with PayPal, and when was the last transaction done by you?
I had one made up. I made one because I've never used Amazon or PayPal, so it's probably mm-hmm. been a couple weeks.
Couple of weeks. And you have account with PayPal?
I do.
All right. I need to confirm, how many accounts do you have on PayPal?
Just one.
Because right now here, okay. The information when I entered samhouston@yahoo.com, it's showing that there are 4 accounts associated with this email address. So please confirm, have you created these accounts some time back or recently? Because these accounts are not older than 2 weeks ago. Have you shared your information with your friends or relatives, or anyone has created accounts on behalf of you?
No, none of that.
Okay, and the person who is receiving purchase orders, his name is Ron Anderson. Do you know this person?
Never heard of him. And before I let you go any farther, what did you say your name was?
It's Alina Michelson.
Can you spell that for me?
A-L-I.
Okay.
E-N-A.
Okay.
Michelson.
Okay. All right, you can continue on this fraudulent charge.
Okay, you want to cancel this, everything, these accounts and everything?
Yeah, you were saying something about a Anderson subject, and I'm just not sure what you were saying about that.
It's not a subject, sir. It's a person's name who is receiving the purchase orders. The shipping address is 115 Commerce Street, Harrington, Delaware.
Wow.
And these accounts which are created, actually, they have been logged in from 3 different states. That is Texas, Ohio, and Delaware. So please confirm, do you have any friends or relatives in these states or in these locations? And the address which I have mentioned, do you know anyone from there?
I have no idea who any of those people are.
All right. Just a minute. All right, sir. So what I'll do is I'm escalating this case as in case of identity theft. Since these accounts are not created by you, I'll be suspending these accounts, and they will remain suspended until further investigation. Also, we need to cancel the orders, but before that, I'm putting hold on the purchase order. So there will be no transaction under your name. However, we need to cancel the order, but let me tell you, it's not a permanent solution. It seems that you're...
What was charged? I don't think you told me that.
Okay, let me tell you. There is a purchase order for Bitcoin, Canon XPS printer, Samsung Galaxy phone, MacBook Air. All right, and there are some items that has been added to cart, but they are not under process yet.
Oh, well, so how do we go about canceling this?
I can provide you cancellation right away, but let me tell you, once I cancel the orders, the people who are handling these accounts, they will receive alert, they will receive notification, right? So they might leave PayPal and they might create accounts using your information somewhere else, okay? So we'll be not able to get hold of these people. In order to find out who these people are, we need to get into a technical thing, like we'll be transferring your call to the technician, okay?
Does that involve me being in front of a computer? Because I'm not right now.
Okay, please tell me what is the best time to call you back then.
Probably between 5 and 6 this evening.
5 to 6 p.m. And what time zone do you follow?
Eastern.
All right. So, sir, I'll be calling you back at 5 to 6 p.m. today, Eastern time zone. Please receive the call. Also, remember the name Alina Michelson. If I'm not present, please let me know. All right.
I will definitely do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. So also let me tell you, if it's not me, some other executive might get in contact with you. All right.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.